Welcome to Tell Us the Titles Down Under Dynasty with your host at Life from the Bend, Ben Duven, and with me, as usual, my co-host at FF Format. How are you today, Matt?
Mate, I'm doing wonderfully well. Off a high last week with Coach joining us and Matt Warman. That was great. Happy days. The Patriots are winning again, as per usual. Just settling into a dominant second half of the season. Probably all for naught. The rest of the year, but yeah, I'm doing well, mate. How about you?
Yeah, I'm fine and dandy, my friend. Living large. Ben unlocked, my brother. Ben unlocked. Just been getting out and about, enjoying the world.
Love it.
Yeah. And at Mark Bull is here. Bully, how are you, sir?
Yeah, good. Surviving in wet and wonderful Sydney. I feel like you've loaned us your weather, but good. Patriots are winning. Football season, I've worked out what sides are going to do all right and what sides I probably need to blow up.
So you got one or two leagues you're competing in, Len?
Huh?
So you have one or two leagues you're competing in then?
I've got a bunch of leagues I'm competing in.
Every dog has his day, hey?
But no, there's a few leagues that I thought my team could hang on for one more year coming off championship runs last year, but not to be. No. Too many aging vets have now just fallen off, and some of those young guys have run past my team.
Yep. Well, we do like it when a wonderful down here, Bully. Now, aging vets falling off. And in regards to aging vets falling off, I wanted to start out with just a couple of questions to you blokes. Matt, did you fuck me on our DeAndre Hopkins trade?
Certainly worked out well for me. You did get a fair bit back. You got Harris back, right, which I'm sort of regretting. He's looking good, but Ramondre Stevenson's in that backfield. You got Henderson back, but I did get AJ Brown and a first. I still believe in Hopkins. I'm still trying to buy him if I'm a contender. Buy him now before he finds his hamstrings and he's back on the field producing. But yeah, if you've tried to sell him this past few months, it's good luck. It was tough for me. That's the 36-team league, and it was hard to get even a single first. I had to package half my side, and it was a full rebuild. So, I lost a bit of value in that trade, but, yeah, look, if you're trying to sell him, maybe wait till he's back on the field, in my view. Hopefully you can get a couple of breakout games towards the end of the year. You can get something back for him. I wouldn't take anything less than a first for him. I wouldn't be selling him for a second, but that's probably what you're going to get.
Yeah, look, I'm still really happy with that trade just because I got Brandon Cooks and DeAndre Hopkins. And I think between both those guys, I'm going to get plenty of production over the next 3 or 4 years. It's been, bit of a rough year for Hopkins, but he's got the kind of game that's going to age really well. And I'm really confident that with Kyler Murray throwing the ball everywhere, that he's got, 3 or 4 more really good years left. So a bit of I was just overreacting, a bit of a joke. I'm pretty good with Hopkins. And especially Cooks and Harris and Henderson. Yeah, I think I'll get my money's worth out of that one.
I think if it was just a one-for-one trade, maybe. But, the value building with the other players, like you said.
Hopefully Cooks gets himself on a contender next year. I like Brandon Cooks is a great, great player. Totally underrated.
So underrated.
Yeah. All right. I think Cooks, if Cooks doesn't have that concussion in the Super Bowl, I think we're still talking about Cooks as a top 12 to 15 wide receiver, because that's what he's been the majority of the seasons of his career. But he had that concussion in the Super Bowl, which looked like, for most, mortal humans, it would end him. But he is like a perennial wide receiver one, top end wide receiver two, and he just doesn't get that level of respect or value.
Bully makes up for it with his head of hair, Coach. All right. Bully makes up with it.
It's graying, but it's still there.
All right, Bully, this one's for you. CJ Stroud, real or a product, another product of the Ohio State system? 6 touchdowns in the first half, most recent game.
I mean, 6 touchdowns in a half, you have to take notice no matter who it's against, but it was against a team that's lesser competition for Ohio State. I think he could be the real deal, but I think you're starting to have doubts the way about Ohio State QBs, where some of them have stepped up and some of them haven't when they've come into the NFL, in the same way that for a while there you were having doubts about Alabama running backs.
Let's not go down the Alabama running backs. wormhole.
No, but right? I'm just saying certain colleges do have a history of getting QBs into the NFL and them underperforming once they're there.
I can't name an Ohio State quarterback who's worked out in the NFL, can you?
Well, that's my point.
Right. But I mean, it's something to consider, but at the same time, if you're grading the prospect, you're grading them separate from that, right? But 17 yeah. straight completions as well. That was a record.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I think if he gets into the right team and they've got a coach that will scheme for him, I could see him being good. But I think if you take him and put him on Jacksonville with Urban Meyer, he's not good enough to, you know, supersede how bad that staff is.
Yeah, I don't think prime Tom Brady's good enough to do that. But that's almost every player now you want going to a nice system. Trevor Lawrence has looked awesome the last 3 weeks. Like he's going to be a star, man. He's going to be a star. Chris Carson, boys. Chris Carson, is he dead? Dynasty gone? Finished?
You're not dropping him. I think Bully was saying you seen him in a couple of leagues being dropped, right? And as we talked about exclusively.
I've seen him dropped.
In dynasty leagues? Wow.
Two dynasty leagues in the last couple of days, I've seen him dropped.
I mean, you sure you're holding and just chuck him on your IR, you know? I think Pro Football Doc talked about it a couple of weeks ago. We mentioned it in episode 23 of Down Under Dynasty that he had a chronic neck injury, right? And they were sort of nursing it along, and it looked like he was going to be out for the year. So I don't know if there's further info that's come out that it might be career-ending, but, you know, you'd think you'd just chuck him on your IR and hold him.
Episode 23 of Down Under Dynasty, the hidden episode that can only be available on podcast. It is not yet on YouTube.
That's the one. We didn't want to break the internet with Bully's gorgeous face up close. We had to just put that on the pod.
And, guys, is Michael Carter for real? With his look, the production hasn't been there necessarily, but the opportunity has. So could he be a league winner down the stretch?
You go, Bully.
I think he's got the potential to be the lead back there. I don't know whether I'm going to call him a league winner just strictly because he plays for the Jets. And I don't really want to trust anyone playing for the Jets after what I've seen them do with Zach Wilson. But yeah, he looks good. Coming out of college, there were plenty of people that had him, you know, in that, you know, top four, top five back scenario when he dropped down draft boards when Trey Sermon went to San Francisco and you were getting him early second. But, yeah, the talent was there and now the opportunity's come to match it. So I certainly think if they back him to be the lead back, he's got the skill set to do it. But I think the Jets need a little bit more help from the rest of their offense for him to be a league winner.
Yeah, it'll be good to see him in that system next year when he's had a full year in that system. Hopefully they're playing a bit better. You know, if Zach Wilson turns out to be decent, might take the pressure on him a little bit. Yeah, I really like him. I think he's for real. And, yeah, I'm trying to buy him anywhere where I can. Nice receiving back. I think he had a good rap in Waldman's RSP. I think he liked him. Yeah. You know, everything you see on tape so far, it's just he hasn't had that full every down back opportunity, but he's working on it nicely. I think he's starting to get that share. So, you know, if the Jets are good next year, wheels up for Carter. What about you, Benny? You're on mute, mate. What do you think?
Is Ferret Tucker back yet? The offensive lineman? No, he wasn't hurt. Becton. Is Becton back?
Don't know.
Not sure.
You know, let's check live on air. Can you be live on air if nobody's watching? Are you really live? still weeks away from return. Oh, that's sad. Yeah. I mean, that left side of that Jets offensive line has so much promise. Becton's just a monster. Monster.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to go to one of your boys, like Michael Carter did go toe-to-toe with Javonte through that system. So given how high everyone was on Javonte, like it's probably not a surprise that Carter's looked good in the NFL.
Yep. So what we're going to do today, we're going to do a three-round startup mock, right? So based off the player's value right now, just a super flex, tight end premium, dynasty startup, first three rounds. Bully's got the first pick. But before we kick off, with that, I just want to let you know that you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Facebook, Tallest of Titles, When a Family Breaks, and when we go live, you can also see it on the Twitter. Okay? And please hit the like and subscribe button. Throw us an Apple Podcasts iTunes review. All right? So give us those 5 stars. It really helps with the visibility, and we really, really appreciate it. Bully, good sir, you are on the clock in this Superflex tight end premium dynasty startup. You have the 101, sir. Who are you taking?
It's the easiest pick in the books. It's Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's struggled this year, and he still looked good enough to be leading your fantasy teams. There's not much more that needs to be said. He's 26 years old. We're seeing quarterbacks play into their late 30s. Like, you've got potentially another 13 to 14 years of him. So it's an easy decision there.
You're not worried about the last few weeks? I mean, he put it together last week. He might be back, right?
Yeah, he'll be back. You know, he's got 3 seasons of NFL leading play under his belt now that I'm not going to throw that away for 4 or 5 bad games.
Matt, on the clock, 102, who are you taking?
I'm tempted to go quarterback here because probably like all of us, we do highly value, maybe overvalue the QBs. But I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor just because I think he's the clear non-QB 101 for me just because of his age, his opportunity share, like that system. Quentin Nelson when he's healthy. He's a game changer. Still very young, younger than Najee, right? So I'll take Jonathan Taylor and roll with some old QBs.
That means I'm on the clock for back-to-back picks here with the 103 and the 104. I'm going to double down on quarterback, right? I'm going to go Kyler Murray and Josh Allen. But we're going to end up having 9 picks. We're going to end up with 12 picks each year, right, over the course of these 3 rounds. So the aim, boys, remember, is to have a good roster at the end of it, all right?
Now he tells us.
All right. I just thought
supposed to do in fantasy football.
I just thought I'd wait for my, you know, we're not drafting in the vacuum here. We're putting together a roster. All right. Now, so I'm going back to back Murray and Allen. Bang, bang. Pull you back up. Oh, no, Matt's back up. Sorry. Who are you taking, Matt?
Tight end premium, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. I'll go DeAndre Swift. I think, again, just that youth. I think that's there's plenty of QBs. QBs, you know, plenty deep. You feel great having those stud young QBs in your roster. And if it's a real startup, maybe I don't do this, but, you know, this is a bit of fun. And, you know, there's not many good young running backs left out there. So I'll take the Mr. Swift.
Bully, you're up for 2.
I'll go. I'll take Najee as my first pick. He's my RB1, so getting him as the RB3 off the board is, you know, I'm happy with that. I'll go back and.
You have Harris over Taylor.
Yeah.
I can't do that, man. Can't do that. Why? I like Taylor is a more explosive, athletic talent behind a better offensive line, and he's younger.
Harris is in the worst possible scenario for how that offense is going and is still putting up numbers that have got him RB3 on the season. If he gets a slight upgrade at quarterback and a slight upgrade on that line, that line can't get any worse and Ben's arm can't get any worse. Like, unless it physically falls off and he starts throwing the ball with his mouth, like, it can't get any worse for Harris and he's still a stud.
Ball with his mouth. Did you say throwing the ball with his mouth, Billy?
Yeah, well, if he's aren't, that's the only way it could get any worse.
Who are you taking with your second pick?
Second pick.
107. Who's off the board?
I'm gonna go and take, if I'm building a team and I've got the option, I'll take Lamar.
Lamar. Good pick. Matt, you're on the clock, sir.
already don't like the running backs left. look, I'm going to just take CMC and win the league. Thanks, boys. Thanks for coming. Just switch off now. People, I've won this league. It's wrapped up.
CMC.
I think he's looked good with his comeback. Hopefully he gets a bit of a a run of health. I think that's the only question. He's still close to the 101 for me. You know, probably he's with that age, you're not taking him that early, but on field performance, what he's put back in back to back games, it's looking pretty good. And everything you say about Najee, you could say about, well, not everything, but like, you know, if he gets a better quarterback play, you know.
Is C-Mac younger than Najee?
Not younger than Najee. Apart from that.
Look, yeah. Matt's obviously going the route. He's looking at it. He's going, well, there's only three of us. If they're trying to build the best team, how many quarterbacks are these guys going to take? Right? So, yeah, it's you know, we haven't taken anyone who doesn't belong in the first round. But, I mean, in real life, I couldn't see somebody taking three straight running backs.
Well, I think
quarterback.
People do.
In a super flex league.
People do. And they probably regret it. I don't think I've ever done it. You know, I've certainly taken three quarterbacks. But, yeah, three running backs. Yeah, some people love it. But, yeah, over to you, Benny.
You know about me, guys. I'm all about having sexy teams on paper. All right? That's what it's about. It's about getting to the end of the draft and roster baiting. So with that said, right, I'm on the clock here for back-to-back picks. I'm taking Ja'Marr Chase and Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase, wow.
Boom. Woo, sexy, huh? Yeah, you love that. Yeah.
I do love it. It's back to me.
And it is back to you, sir, for one.
I'll take CD. Talking about sexy, I'll take CD Lamb.
CD Lamb. So he's now your wide receiver, what, one or two?
He's close enough. It's him, Chase, or Brown.
Are you taking him over Brown?
I'll take him over Brown. I think, you know, Will's up next year. I think Gallup moves on. Dax had another year and, you know, just seeing what he can be. And it's just sexy having a Cowboys wide receiver that, you know, we think they're going to throw out 50 times a game, even though they're not. Their defense is pretty good, but it does feel good having him in my side.
Nice. Bully, you got the last pick of round one and the first pick of round two. Who are you taking?
It's pretty easy for me here. If Travis Kelce's falling to me at the end of round one, I'm taking Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Like the gap has closed. And if I was drafting in a real draft, I'd probably want to go back and get a Gesicki at the end, you know, at the end of round three. Give myself someone young as well to partner up with him, a Gesicki or a Frimuth. But
you take a Gesicki in round three. Are you on drugs? What are you doing? Round three Gesicki.
He loves himself some Gesicki.
He was tight end five last season, and he's tight end three this season. And even with Tua looking average, has put up numbers. People want to flip out because he's had two bad games this year, and he's like, oh, he had 0 points. Congratulations, Kelce's had 0 point games as well. You're not going to sit there and go, oh, Kelce's now tight end eight.
Do you really think you need to take him in round three to get him?
I think in most leagues there'll be at least one other person that has clocked on that Mike Gesicki is the Mike Evans of tight ends.
All right. Okay. All right. You hear that, people? There's a bully in every league. And who are you taking 2.01?
I'll partner him up and I'll give myself the ultimate sack. I'll give myself a Tyreek Hill. I'll back myself that Mahomes pulls it back together and I'll give myself a Mahomes Hill.
You got a lot of dependency on one team here, mate. A lot of dependencies.
Got the stack.
All right, Mr. Doormat, you're up for one. Who are you taking?
Look, I'll grab my wide receiver one here in some leagues. If I have a share, he's my wide receiver one. If I don't have a share, he's not. AJ Brown. I'll take AJ Brown. You know, who knows what that offense is going to look like long term if they start throwing the ball a little bit more. Even now, as it is, he's, you know, apart from his health, he's a killer. So if something changes and they do start throwing a little bit more, he's so efficient, so young, so healthy, looks so good. I'll pair him with CD and go from there. Have you got an XL somewhere, Benny? Because I've got no idea who's picked what.
What do you mean?
Are you putting the picks? Are you putting the picks in somewhere?
Yeah, I'm putting the picks in an Excel spreadsheet. Look, before maybe we should just recap round one before I continue with round two. So 101 was Patrick Mahomes. 102. Was Jonathan Taylor by Bully. 103 was Kyler Murray by me. 104 was Josh Allen by me. 105, DeAndre Swift. 106, Najee Harris. 107, Lamar Jackson. 108, C-Mac. 109, Ja'Marr Chase. 110, Kyle Pitts. 111, CD Lamb. 112, Travis Kelce.
Taylor was me, but
yeah, Taylor was Matt Hatton, the at FF door Matt.
I have so many shares.
You do, and you won't trade me one. Oh man, running back is just between them being older and not good. It's all pretty horrible, isn't it?
It's pretty ordinary.
You know what? I'm gonna go back to running back. Hey, my first running back of this exercise, Saquon Barkley. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Biscuit legs, Barkley.
Yeah, but I mean, 2 years ago, did you ever imagine that Saquon Barkley would be going in the second round at this point? I mean, whew, that's pretty crazy stuff.
It's been a tough couple of years for him. Yeah. Obviously, generational talent. You've seen his ability to recover from injuries so quickly. Pretty ordinary landing spot, but again, who knows what that looks like next year. But gets a bit of health, finishes off the year, even if he's just healthy, right? Like, he doesn't have to explode, but even if he just stays healthy for the rest of the year, then we take that. As an owner, you take that.
But it just highlights the risk in any running back, right? And that so much needs to go right for these guys to be able to put together, year after year of production. And so that's generally, before now, why I've faded running back in startups, because I want to get those guys at the end. And guys always pop up, etc. Anyway, I'm back up again, and I'm going to take superstar wide receiver Justin Jefferson. It's complicated, right? Because you see the depth at wide receiver and you think, well, mate, I should fade wide receiver because they're so deep. But then you look at running back, and outside of a couple of running backs, it's not really what you want to invest premium startup capital in, is it? Because, I mean, there's guys there producing at a high level, like C-Mac and Dalvin Cook, and, I mean, Joe Mixon's producing at the moment. Lots of guys producing, but they're at that age for running backs where you want to be moving off them, really, right? So you don't want to invest that top startup draft capital. And then you've got wide receiver, where you've got Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, DK Metcalf. I mean, you can make an argument for any of those guys at 101, right? As the 101 wide receiver.
It's just so deep. I think we've all been in leagues where you're sitting at the end of the first, all the stud QBs are gone, wide receivers, a couple of those are gone, and you've taken, maybe last year you took a Barkley, or you took one of these older backs because that's the value pick, right? But when you finish that draft, you're not feeling so good about your team, right? You're probably going to go all in now for the rest of that draft. It's probably going to influence how you would draft. So it can be tough to draft some of these older backs, but that's the game.
Yeah, well, like I've only got one team that I've built around running backs in all my leagues, and that's that Will Ferrell league. And I think after week six, I was, I had the most potential points by about 200. And since then, I've just lost running back, running back, running back, running back, running back. And I think I'm currently starting David Johnson with, a very good team sitting on the bench. Like, I think that's the danger with, building a team around running backs, that, the ceiling is huge. If if you've got Mixon, Barkley, CMC, Najee all starting, you're unbeatable. But in the space of a week,
the ceiling is huge, absolutely. But the value, the floor could drop right out at any moment, yeah?
And they lose value so much quicker. Like, you look at Derrick Henry, like, the week before his injury, there were plenty of people that were finally starting to embrace that, he doesn't get injured. He just rushes for 2,000 yards every year. CMC's constantly banged up. Barkley's constantly banged up. Taylor's underperforming at that stage. Like, there were people that were talking about Derrick Henry as a top three running back, and all of a sudden he breaks he gets a Jones fracture, and now he's worth peanuts.
Nick Chubb's a beast, but he doesn't catch passes.
Yeah.
He's got Kareem Hunt there. Hunt's got Nick Chubb.
Cook now has off the field concerns. Like, Cook was making a push to be the RB1, and then
No one was going to draft Cook as the RB1, though, right? No, like, maybe production wise, but you're never going to, like, he hasn't reached 101 in startups, and he never will now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't been taken off the board here. And we're how many picks in?
Yeah, and there's probably still two or three running backs I'd take ahead of him.
For Dynasty, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, you're up.
Speaking of a Will Ferrell league, the most potential points, most points for in that league, yours truly, just want to give myself a wrap there. You've got to do it while you can because no one else is going to give it to you. I think I'll take Justin Herbert. Is Herbert taken? He's not taken, is he?
No, mate, he's right there.
Fallen off a little bit in value, but it feels like a bit of a steal that late. I think, you know, he can go back to another level second half of the year and maybe beyond. So I'll take Mr. Herbert.
Bully, you're up. For two, mate, for two.
So what's this? This would be 205, yeah?
Yeah, 206. 207.
If we were doing a different exercise and we were just drafting as if we were drafting at the 206, I'd probably do something different. Mm-hmm. But given we're trying to build ourselves the best team possible, mm-hmm. I'm going to take Mixon. So I'll take Mixon with this pick and then Zeke with the next pick.
Yeah, remember, you meant we're building the best dynasty team possible.
Yeah, realistically, I think I can probably get another 2 to 3 years out of each of them. And I've got enough capital at quarterback that, you know, if I need to move on, I can downgrade a Mahomes for a Dak or someone like that, still get some high-level quarterback play, but pick up another younger running back along that. But I've also mindful I've got Kelsey, who's probably only got 2 to 3 years left, and Hill that's only got 2 to 3 years left. And you know what? If I can come out of a draft with proven assets for another 2 years, I'm happy. Because realistically, most of the rookies you're drafting in 2 years' time, will Justin Jefferson have Kirk Cousins throwing him the ball? Because as much as we love to hate on Kirk Cousins, he's still a very efficient dynasty quarterback.
I know you are, so what am I?
I think that's the concern with any of those rookies that with the except, and I think that's what makes Najee so valuable. Like, he's got 4 years left in Pittsburgh.
Let's talk back to Najee. Please. All right. And speaking of valuable, do you know what else is valuable? The Toilets of Titles Patreon is valuable. Because for just $3 per month, you can get into the Toilets of Titles team group chat. For $5 per month, you get early access to the waiver wire episodes, entry into our Frankenstein list of the league, and in the team-to-team group chat. And then tier 3, $10 per month, one-on-one roster analysis, free entry into our Frankenstein list of the league, T2T team group chat, and early access to the waiver wire episode. So get on that. You'll get to join the discourse, and you'll get to talk to all of us in the Toilets Titles team. Matt, you're up on the clock for one.
Matt Jones still on the board, guys. He's still there, isn't he? Just checking.
Yeah, he's still there.
Still
Matt
there.
Jones, no worries. I'm blue now. Matt Jones. Yeah?
Look, I'm tempted to go Kamara here, and if he wasn't injured, I'd probably go Kamara, but I'm going to be ageist. I'm going to be a typical dynasty startup player, manager. I'm going to take Javonte Williams. I think he's probably the one of the last young backs, running backs that are still there. I think wheels up next year for him when Aaron Rodgers joins Denver. And I think he's been kept under wraps a little bit just with Melvin Gordon. So Melvin Gordon moves on next year.
I think there's been explosive. There's been a lot of hype around him, though. Sorry, Matt.
There has been a lot of hype, and it's true. And maybe I'll flip him to yours truly, to Benny or someone when you need a running back later, because there's none left. No, but in all seriousness, I think that there has been a lot of hype, but I think that's justified just because he hasn't got that share, and you can see a clear path for him to get that share when Melvin Gordon goes, and then if he gets improved quarterback play. Look, it can't get much worse this year than what he's had to play with. I'll take Javonte.
No, well, I'm up for two. I'm going to take a guy I'm still really high on, despite a slow start to the season. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one Mr. Antonio Gibson of the Washington football team. And whilst I'm waiting for Antonio Gibson, who's still very, very young, to get everything together, I'm going to take a Mr. Nick Chubb. All right, so Matt, back to you for one, sir.
Look, I think I've got four running backs here. And as much as I want to take Kamara for the purpose of the exercise and I think to have a good little segment and a balanced team, I'll take Mr. Prescott. He's still available there. It's a toss-up between him and Trevor Lawrence. But my side, it's a bit of an older side. I think Trevor still needs another year to become that out-and-out dominant QB1 where Dak's there already. So I'll take one Dak Prescott tiering with CD.
Bully, you are up, sir.
Yeah, I mean, there's some players there that if I was drafting in the second, there's no way I would let them fall. But given the age of my team, I'm gonna snap up two guys that I'm pretty high on and probably a little bit higher on than most. I'm going to take Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. It gives me a little bit more youth to offset the age of my running backs, but still plenty of high-end production.
Scary Terry. Didn't see that one coming, but he has looked good in patches with Heineke. I think a couple of times he's had 13, 14 receptions. It's been dominant. Be good to see what they do going forward.
Be interested to see what they do at quarterback. So just
if Rodgers or someone like that ends up there next year, or like, yeah,
that could happen. I think ultimately, I think Rodgers ends up in Denver unless a quarterback prospect falls to them in the draft. Like, you know, I think Carolina and Denver really missed up by not taking Justin Fields, who I think will be a stud.
Yeah,
if he lives.
Just recapping on round two. Tyreek Hill at 201, AJ Brown at 2.02, Saquon Barkley 2.03, Justin Jefferson 2.04, Justin Herbert 2.05, Joe Mixon 2.06, Zeke Elliott 2.07, Javonte Williams 2.08, Antonio Gibson 2.09, Nick Chubb at 2.1, Dak Prescott at 2.11, and Terry McLaurin at 2.12. All right. And Bully's kicked off with Deebo Samuel at 3.01.
Yeah.
All right.
Love me some Deebo.
Love some. Who are you taking at 3.02, mate?
I think I've got a pretty balanced side now. So I'll probably go tight end. And it's a toss-up between Waller and Kittle for me. And I'm going to go with Kittle. I still think he's close enough to the one there. He just needs to stay healthy. Excited to see what happens next year if he can get some health under his belt and he gets Trey Lance as a full-time starter in that offense. So I'll slot in Mr. Kittle, Brittle Kittle.
Oh, Kittle. All right. Well, just me up. I'm up for two. It's getting harder. But I'm going to take a wide receiver who I surprised that he's still on the board because I had him above some of the other wide receivers, the two Bully Talk, and I think he's firmly in the tier with AJ Brown and Jefferson, and that's DK Metcalf.
It just shows you how deep these wide receivers are, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Crazy that, yeah, the to me, I don't. He's right in that tier.
Yeah, he's close enough to the one for me. I could see myself taking him as the one. Probably not there, but he's close enough.
My only concern with Metcalf is if they move on from Russell Wilson, like they don't seem to be married to him. A lot of
talk that he could move on this offseason.
And my concern with DK Metcalf is he's doing this, but I think he's only got one game this season with more than five targets, more than five receptions, or like two games with more than five receptions. He's just not getting the same target share that
I don't know. I'm looking at his recent games, and he's had games of six receptions.
Yeah, but I think
so the receptions are six. Yeah, he's so.
Yeah, but I think the part for me is especially when it's a PPR league. If I can get a guy that's floor is 7 or 6 for 40. I'm getting the same points as I'm relying on one deep ball from Russ to DK. And like, that's my concern. Like he's been a high end wide receiver, but 58 for 900, 83 for 1300. Like, I don't know if Russ moves on. There's too many quarterbacks in the league that will have the efficiency to give him those numbers.
Yeah, but 7 touchdowns year one, 10 touchdowns last year. He's on track for 14 touchdowns this year. I mean, he's a big target. Every touchdown catch is like 6 receptions. And I think I'm encouraged because I've seen improvement from DK Metcalf as a route runner, etc. but I still think he's got a lot of room to grow there, more room than the other guys. And then when you put that together with his physical gifts, the ceiling is the roof, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's still me, 3.04. All right, I'm going to go and take Trevor Lawrence to be the first team in this exercise with three quarterbacks. Yeah, I just think, you know, the last 3 weeks, if you just watch the games and ignore the box scores, you see why that guy was the 101 and why he was talked about as the, you know, the number one draft pick in the NFL draft for the last 2 years. Just, you know, the physical gifts are just above and beyond, right? And just the headiness and the mental ability, he's just a star. What do you guys reckon of that pick? Did I reach?
No, I think we've been in plenty of startups, right, where he's gone the first round already, you know, last year. At the start of the year, so I think that's a good pick. That was going to be my pick, so thanks for that. But yeah, no, I think in a normal startup, he's not going to be there this late, is he? You're going to have to take him in the first round, start of the second, if you're lucky. So nice.
All right, who is? I got Matt. So who are you taking?
Look, I was going to take Mr. Lawrence. There's a couple of wide receivers there that are a little bit old that I'm looking at. But I think I'll go Joe Burrow.
Nice pick.
I think it's sneaky value. He's looked good. Love everything they're doing. I think if T. Higgins can step it up, he might even go to another level. So, Mr. Burrow for me.
And Bully, up for two.
Yeah. He's starting to get to an age where I'm starting to be concerned, but I'll take Stephon Diggs with the first pick. I think that 27 age is starting to worry me, given that, you know, but the team I've built by this stage, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. And I'll go back and I'll take Waller. I'm happy to start two tight ends when the second one is Kelsey or Waller.
Nice.
I think that's the stack that I'm running with in Will Ferrell, to be honest, as well. So I've got a few leagues where even if they're not two tight end leagues, I'll grab myself a second top tier tight end. Worst case, when they put up wide receiver numbers, you start them in a flex and, you know, bye weeks, or if one of them ends up banged up, you're still starting a top end tight end.
And you take it away from someone else too, aren't you? You know, I think that's key in some of these tight end premium leagues. They can be super premium. So it's not only about, you know, maxing out your ability, but you're taking away that stud from someone else. So nice. I like it.
I think I had one league a couple of weeks ago where I literally started Kelsey, Knox, Schultz, Waller. And I've had some offers to move on from Knox and Schultz, but Kelsey and Waller are getting older. Knox and Schultz are putting up numbers that are as good as a lot of wide receiver twos in a tight end premium league. And you know what? If I'm starting them, other people have got to start some Ricky Seals-Jones, etc., tight end, and I'm happy with that.
Matt, you're back up for one.
How many picks we got left?
Only got, you've got two picks left. I've got two. Bully's got one. So there's only five picks left.
I'll go Kamara. I'll go Alvin Kamara. He's starting to get a little bit old. I think he's 27 next year, but I like the opportunity share. Hopefully Winston's back next year. He's still getting plenty of receptions, plenty of attempts. So lock in Mr. Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. Nice.
Do you think he's going this late this time next year, guys? Do you think he's really going to be in a normal startup? You
know, nah, not
QBs, you're going to get like eight QBs in the first round, right? And then people just going to be jumping on RBs.
Oh, look, I don't want to speculate, man. I think Taylor will definitely go in the first round. I don't know if Swift will. I mean, he started off the season on fire, but he's struggling to run the ball outside of last week, right? And you don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be in Detroit.
Najee will be close enough.
I think in real life draft next year, Najee will go over Swift in startups.
But we'll see. I think Najee's getting the receptions that Swift is getting, but he's actually managing to get 14 to 15 carries a game as well.
I mean, people talked about the Detroit Lions offensive line as a strength. I certainly thought it was a strength. But, I mean, he's averaging 3.4 yards a carry. And I know yards per carry isn't the be-all and end-all of running back production. There's a lot of context that goes into that. But, I mean, it's still, for me, it's concerning.
For me, he's just ahead of Najee just because he has got that opportunity to get more carries, basically. I think Najee's what you see is what you get. I think that's it.
Yeah, but what you're getting is pretty fucking good.
It's pretty good. You know,
it's a lot of carries already. How many more carries can he get?
Toss a coin. That's what I'm saying. Najee's that's it. What you see in Najee, you know, that's what he is what you're going to get. I think he's probably RB4 or 5 on the season.
Opportunity is what you're going to get, but the efficiency can improve by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, like even if he goes from averaging sort of, you know, if they improve the line slightly and he goes from averaging 2 yards a carry to even a sort of a league below average of 3.6.
I mean, he's at 3.7 now on the year.
Well, there you go.
Right? So if he got up to 4.2, or even if he just got up to 4, like that's tremendous for his fantasy production, right?
It's nearly an extra 6 points a game.
All right, so I think he's the RB4 or 5 anyway in the season, right? So love that.
Dalvin, I'm going to take Dalvin Cook at 3.09. And because I'm an absolute glutton for punishment, I'm going to take TJ Hockenson at 3.1. I still love the Hawk, you know? And I think he's in a shit situation right now with Goff. But in this exercise, he's one of my favorite players in the league. I just want him on my team. So fuck his.
Fair point.
And Dalvin, I mean, look, he's still productive. Still, he's got that contract extension. So I think even if the efficiency falls off, he's going to get the volume and be like, you know, a low end RB1, high end RB2 throughout the length of that extension, as long as he doesn't completely fall off a cliff. And Matt, back to you.
I'm going to take. Sorry to cough in the mic. I'm going to take Hollywood Brown. I think he's out this week, which is a little bit disappointing. A little bit disappointing he's out, but yeah, look, his target share is phenomenal. I think the last few weeks, 14 targets, 12 targets, 13 targets. I believe in Lamar. I think he takes another step next year, and he's young, right? He's 24, so I'll take Hollywood Brown.
Nice one, Hollywood Brown. Yeah, see, I don't know who's going to be end up the number one wide receiver there between Brown and Bateman, but I do like Brown a lot.
Yeah, that was in the back of my mind when I took him, but I don't think that hurts him too much. I think they maybe just spread the ball a bit more. Bateman has looked sensational, hasn't he? He's been great for a rookie to get that, you know, still getting 6 targets. You're loving that. In the first couple of games, he's been injured and still doing well.
Bully, you're on the clock for the last pick.
Yeah, there's two or three players here that I'd be looking at if I was picking in an actual startup. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can let this quarterback fall out of the third round, given that all signs are pointing to he'll be back soon, and that's going to be Deshaun Watson. I'm happy taking the risk of a guy who has the potential to be in that top 5 picks at 312. Nice. I think any of the running backs you're taking at this point are risky. Some of the running backs that have come off the board already are risky. There's still plenty of wide receivers for me to pick at 401, and I think Deshaun Watson just makes a big upside play.
You're not getting a pick at 401. The draft's over. I look at my Hockenson pick, and I think, should I have taken Mark Andrews? And I probably should have taken Mark Andrews, but I love TJ Hockenson, right? And fantasy football's about fun as well and having the players you like. And as good as Andrews has been, all of a sudden, that Baltimore wide receiver room looks really good, right? And so, I mean, with a full healthy room of Hollywood, Bateman, and Dobbins back next year, how much does Andrews get? I don't know. But, I mean, he keeps proving me wrong at every turn, Mark Andrews. Every turn he keeps proving me wrong. So, I might have to end some crowd on that one. So, just recapping, Bull took Debo Samuel, 3.01. Matt took Kittle, I took Metcalf and Lawrence. Matt took Burrow. Bull took Diggs and Waller at 3.6 and 3.07. Kamara at 3.08 for Matt. Dalvin Cook at 3.09 for me. Hockenson at 3.10 for me. Hollywood Brown at 3.11. And Deshaun Watson at 3.12. All right.
I like the Watson pick. I think, are we done? If we're done, I think probably the only player I might swap in was someone you just mentioned in Dobbins. I still think he can be a top-end RB. For me, so I probably might want to picks, but there you go.
Yeah, I love Dobbins. very hurt when he got I got a few shares and was devastated when he got hurt.
Yeah.
All right. So Bullies team. Let's go through the teams one by one. Patrick Mahomes, Najee Harris, Lamar Jackson, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Joe Mixon, Zeke Elliott, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, Stephen Diggs, Darren Waller, Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's a contender, right? I mean, I guess it's in a three-man league, they should all be contenders. So it's probably a problem if they're not.
But, I think Watson might be the favorite pick of yours, Bully. I think that's value there. I think he's back next year, QB1. So well done. Don't like your running backs, but that's it is what it is.
Then we got we'll do Matt's team next, actually. Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, C-Mac, CD Lamb, AJ Brown, Justin Herbert, Javonte Williams, Dak Prescott, George Kittle, Joe Burrow, Alvin Kamara, Hollywood Brown. Another formidable side.
Bit light on QB there.
Yeah, but you fade it, you know. I mean, the thing is, you're never going to be able to fade quarterback like this in a real startup, right? And end up with those kind of quarterbacks. Because in real life, those quarterbacks are going to go round one.
You know, in real life, this side's got Tom Brady and Kirk Cousins, if you're lucky. Maybe you got Teddy Bridgewater and Tom Brady or something.
And then saving the best for last. Right. Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Jamar Chase, Kyle Pitts, Saquon Barkley, Justin Jefferson, Antonio Gibson, Nick Chubb, DK Metcalf, Trevor Lawrence, Dalvin Cook, TJ Hockenson. Yeah, I mean, look, TJ Hockenson probably belongs in round 5 or 6, but other than that, I'm pretty happy with this team. I'm building a portfolio in a dynasty startup. I just want to come out with the most dynasty value, right, at the end of the draft. I think I'm probably a bit biased, but I think I've accomplished that with this team.
Hopefully you got some band-aids and some bandages and whatnot for your running backs, mate, because they're looking a bit ordinary. But no, look, you know, in all seriousness, that's what we do, right? We normally will take these high-end quarterbacks early. That's probably most of our approaches and fade some of the running backs. So nice. Nice team.
Thanks, boys. Is there anything else you guys wanted to touch on before we wrap it up?
No, I think we've covered most of it, and we're smack bang on the hour mark. And yeah,
look, fantastic stuff there, boys. Well, then, no other than that, please just follow the Toilets Titles YouTube page. We got a bunch of shows on there. We got a dash of DFS with Coach Mike and Coach Mike and Joe. We've got Dollars to Deuces, right? With normally it's Rich and Nate. Joe was on this last week. We've got, of course, the main show, Toilets to Titles, with Justin, John, and Nate. We've got the Waiver Wire show. There's obviously our show, you know, Down Under's Dynasty. So please get on it and, you know, go and follow the Toilets to Titles page. There's also the Joe Knows. Can't forget Joe Knows, because Joe does know. Just so many shows. So please go YouTube channel, like, subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, 5-star review. Just get all over it. And thank you for your time.